Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the world-famous and very talented Adam Levin is here representing the URI Guitar Festival. Welcome back, Adam. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me back, Mike.
It's a pleasure to find out about this amazing festival that's going to take place just a few miles down the road from where our studios are here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. Too bad URI couldn't get into Exeter and they have to be, you know, where they are. But that's all right. That's right. It's close. And Adam, let's find out a little bit about you. You're involved at URI, correct?
Correct. So I am the artist teacher in classical guitar performance at the University of Rhode Island Music Department. This is my 7th year at University of Rhode Island, and it's been a glorious 7 years. In fact, every year that I have been on faculty, we have hosted a guitar event, and it's evolved from a one-day extravaganza to a Goliath four-day guitar festival. And so this year will be the 7th annual University of Rhode Island Guitar Festival. In just several days, internationally renowned artists will be descending upon the University of Rhode Island campus for the 7th time, and this cohort of artists is unmatched.
Unmatched. Never before assembled.
Never before. It's a super group of artists. I'm so excited that this cohort will be here. Every year, I think, well, this can't be done. It can't get any better. And it does.
It does. It's amazing. that's great. Now, is everything at URI or are you using other facilities too?
So there are three venues. One will be the URI Fine Arts Center, which is undergoing a facelift, actually.
Wow.
The beginning stages of a renovation of the Fine Arts Center, which I'm getting the most positive heart palpitations because of it. I cannot wait.
No more buckets in the hallway.
No buckets in the hallway. And it's the beginning of a long-awaited renovation to the Fine Arts Center.
Overdue.
Yes. And so URI Fine Arts Center and the Performance Hall will also be hosting again at the Pump House Music Works and at the beautiful St. Augustine's Church right down the street from the Fine Arts facility.
Yeah, right. Walking distance, really. Almost. Yeah.
Absolutely. You got to get those steps in.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some of the people that are coming. As we go through the show today, you're going to hear an excerpt from most of them, right?
Absolutely.
As we do this, and now that we have refreshed ourselves to who you are, we should let our audience know that you're not really a Rhode Islander, right?
I'm not. Unfortunately, my DNA traces back to Chicago.
Wow, that's too bad. But and even though you work at URI, you don't even live in Rhode Island anymore.
I live in Ashland, Massachusetts, and I make the giant schlep every week to teach my wonderful students.
Wow, that is quite a ride from Ashland to URI, and I'm sure traffic times are wonderful, I'm sure, right? Great memories. Okay, let's get to the festival itself. We've talked about the dates coming up this week. And if people want to get more information, there's a website they can go to?
There's a beautiful website at uriguitarfestival.org. And one of the things that you will find is that this festival is hybrid. What does that mean? That means that you can enjoy this festival in person, we hope. But for those of you who are more comfortable at home, you can, with a click of a button, stream these concerts, masterclasses, lectures from the comfort of your home.
Wow.
All of them.
In your pajamas.
Zoom. Yes.
Okay. No one will know.
Exactly. So yeah, it's all the ticket information is on there. Passes if you're a student. There's a brand new Rising Stars Young Guitarist program that we'll be offering, run by three Rhode Island bass guitarists, Kaylee Connors, Victor Main, and Jim Davidson. So we're very excited about that, as well as all the educational offerings.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get to some music, and we're going to start with a piece from two of the artists that are performing, and then a piece of yours, right?
Absolutely. So I am going to start with a transcription that the Great Necks Guitar Trio, my guitar trio, made of a piece by Scriabin, his Prelude number 24. Very punchy. Enjoy it.
Okay, well, let's tell them about all three pieces.
Oh, and then we'll move directly into my violin and guitar duo, Duo Sonidos, with violinist William Knuth. We'll be performing Summertime by Gershwin. And then after that, you'll hear Moi performing a piece by the great Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, Mazurka Choro. Thank you.
Adam, we have a lot of music to get into tonight's program, so I want to get right to it. It's all yours. Tell us about this next piece.
Andrea Gonzalez Caballero is one of my favorite young Spanish female classical guitarists. She's coming to us from Miami, where she's completing her doctorate degree in musical performance. And she'll be performing Roland Dien's, the late French composer and guitarist's, Tango in Sky.
Time to slip one more piece in before our first break. What one will that be?
We must hear the great work by René Izquierdo, the Cuban-American classical guitarist who teaches at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He's one of my favorite classical guitarists in the United States, and he will play Danza del Molinero, Dance of the Miller, by Manuel de Falla.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The URI Guitar Festival is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Adam Levin, who is telling us about the festival. You're the artistic director, is that correct?
That's correct.
Got the title right.
Yes.
Okay. And there are other people involved. Right?
Absolutely. One of the things, as I entered the world of being a father, I realized that I needed a team to make this sustainable. So I quickly assembled the best and the brightest to work alongside.
I didn't get the phone call.
Oh. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, other people. Go ahead.
So I've got a great team that I'm working with, and they've really helped me bring this festival to new heights.
Okay, great. And this is going to be at URI this coming week. The dates exactly. It opens on
October 20th, Thursday, until Sunday, October 23rd.
Excellent. All right, Thursday. So just 5 days. Wow.
That's, oh, gosh. I can barely wait.
All right. We're going to try to get a lot of music in tonight because that's the main idea of doing all this. So we want to talk now about Eduardo, correct?
Correct. So Saturday evening, we will have a concerto evening featuring the music of composer in residence, Cuban-Spanish composer Eduardo Morales Caso. I have been a big champion of his music for the last 15 years, and I wanted nothing more than to celebrate his music here on the University of Rhode Island campus, but also as a representation of a celebration of his music here in the United States. We will be performing his Concierto de la Herradura for guitar and orchestra, as well as some of his voice and piano works sung by the famous Cuban-American soprano Eglis Gutierrez, accompanied on piano by Eduardo himself. And this piece that you will hear next is Toccata Diavolesca from his suite for solo guitar, performed by myself.
Thank you.
I've noticed, Adam, that a lot of these guitarists are not great Italians. They seem to be from another country.
Yeah. Oh, they're from. But that's funny that you should mention Italians, because next year in the 8th edition of the festival we'll be having an Italian night. So you can grab a slice of pizza and listen to four centuries of Italian music.
Wow, so all right. Just because, you know, you listen to classical guitar, it's a generic thing, but it's almost always Spanish, right?
Oh, well, I think it's a misnomer. First, classical guitar, it should be world guitar. You get music from Italy, Brazil,
because
Japan,
today
China.
Mostly it's Latin, right?
Well, I guess that's true. Yeah, yeah. There is definitely a Cuban strain,
right,
in all of this. But I think as we continue, you'll hear some more diversity.
Spread out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's next?
So next we'll hear a wonderful mandolinist, the mandolinist that I call my duo partner, Jacob Reuven, performing a solo mandolin concerto for guitar and orchestra, which will also be part of Saturday evening's performance at the URI Fine Arts Center, except you will hear the U.S. premiere of Avner Dorman's new mandolin guitar and string orchestra piece. This was commissioned by the Augustine Foundation and is a fabulous surprise for anybody who is interested. So this is the Avner Dorman Mandolin Concerto for Mandolin and String Orchestra.
All right. This is a pretty lengthy piece, so we'll just listen to a portion of it and be back with more.
Thank you.
All right. Here's an obviously not Spanish name. Bridget, right?
Bridget Kibbe is the Yo-Yo Ma of the harp.
There you go.
She is incredible, and we're so lucky to have her on campus. One of the things that I love doing at this guitar festival is to showcase the broad spectrum of plucked instruments, the larger family, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And what I think that does in turn is it showcases the majesty of the classical guitar. And so on Sunday afternoon, we will hear Bridget perform a solo harp program. And then at the end, she will be joined by Jacob Reuven, the mandolinist, and my guitar trio for a very quirky reimagination of Bach's double violin concerto for mandolin, harp, and three guitars.
Hmm.
So in this next piece, you will hear her playing her rendition of Bandaneón by Paquito de Rivera.
We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more. URI Guitar Festival, the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Adam Levin, who is the artistic director of the festival, which is taking place in just a few days, starting on Thursday at the URI Fine Arts Center, correct?
So actually, Thursday will begin at Pump House Music Works.
I knew that. Just was seeing if you knew
You're
that.
You're testing me.
Right.
And then Friday evening will be at Pump House Music Works, Saturday evening at URI Fine Arts, Sunday, St. Augustine's, and finally, URI Fine Arts for the gala finale, which brings us to Simone Shaheen and Andy McKee,
okay,
our gala finale artists.
All right. Let's just, before we get too much further into the music, let's give the website again so people can get the information.
Absolutely. If you're interested in concerts, masterclasses, lectures, all of our educational offerings, please visit us at uriguitarfestival.org. You'll find both in-person and virtual options.
Okay. And let's hear from Simon. What do we have from him?
You'll hear a beautiful improvisation on the oud, which is another plucked instrument family member.
Thank you.
Adam, I want to wish you all the best on the 7th annual URI Guitar Festival that's taking place this week. And thanks for coming in and sharing with our audience some great music.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to spread the word. We're very excited about welcoming all Rhode Islanders, New Englanders, right here on campus at University of Rhode Island.
All right. We have one piece left from Andy. Tell us about that.
Andy McKee is an acoustic fingerstyle guitarist who I admire very much and who allows the festival to really spread its wings a little bit, not just focusing on the classical guitar. Next up, you'll hear Andy McKee perform The Gates of Numeria, which he composed himself. We're looking forward to inviting all of you out there to the University of Rhode Island Guitar Festival. It's going to be an incredible experience for all of you. You'll hear 6 concerts, masterclasses, lectures, the whole gamut. And not only will you hear the classical guitar, you'll hear acoustic guitar, the oud, harp, mandolin. It's all right here on campus. See you in a few days.
Excellent. All right. Pleasure to see you, Adam, and we'll see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.